Welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on in our series we're calling I Have Questions. And at the Delaware campus, we had to change up a couple of weeks. And so this week, I was actually teaching through conflict and was taking us to Matthew 18 and also to Proverbs 19, verse 11, and was kind of addressing this tension. When I was thinking about this message, when I first was thinking about it, I was thinking about Jesus' words in Matthew 18, where he talks about, you know, if your brother sins against you, you go to him. You don't talk about him, you go to him. And you talk to him and you try to win him over. You show him his fault, where he's at error, right, where he's sinned against you or she has sinned against you, and you just try to win them over that way. You want peace in the relationship. But then Proverbs 19:11 says that it's to one's glory to overlook an offense. And that's all across the Bible, right? Where we're forgiving each other, we're making allowances for one another's faults. That's what Colossians 3 verse 13 says. And so my initial question was, well, when do I go approach someone? When do I need to go have a conversation with someone when there's been an offense or there is sin there? And when do I just really forgive, even if there's not a conversation? Obviously, ideally, that person would always come to you and say, hey, I'm sorry, and then you can offer forgiveness, but we don't live in the ideal world, and that often doesn't happen, and when do you know when a conversation is necessary? And here's the thing, I started studying this week and reading through so many different passages, and I was reminded really of just how profoundly, the main thrust of the message was that Jesus transforms the way we view and handle conflict. I don't know that I ever got a full answer to my original question. And honestly, God, I think in some ways convicted me of, Cale, you know, I sometimes want a formula for this. Like, when exactly am I supposed to have a conversation? And when am I just going to overlook it? And with so many things in the Christian faith, we don't get a formula. We are given the person of Jesus. You read Jesus's words and you read through the scriptures. And I was just reminded again that a heart of forgiveness, a heart of graciousness is so important. When we come back to the gospel, we are recognized that, man, God has forgiven me. He loved me when I was at my worst. He has seen all my faults and flaws in all of my sin. He has forgiven me and shown me love and mercy that I don't deserve. And that should deeply shape how I view conflict with others and the way in which they hurt me. And when someone sins against me, my heart should be one that is quick to forgive and to show mercy because of the mercy of God over my life. And so, you know, some of the things that I talked about, just practically speaking, is it's good to have community around you, people that you can talk to and ask for prayer and wisdom from them when it comes to handling conflict in times where you might need to have a conversation or not have a conversation. Forgiveness is never optional, right? Because we've been forgiven, we have to forgive others. And also, we want to be motivated by love and a desire for unity. Our own sinful tendency tends to be one where we approach conflict very self-centeredly, where it's about, I want to win an argument, or I want to get back at this person, or I want to make sure they see things my way. When you step into a relationship with Jesus, he changes your heart and the Holy Spirit convicts you, and you start realizing it's not about me. It's about the Lord. It's about loving this person as I would want to be loved. And so you end up going, Lord, how do I love this person well? How do I approach this conflict and think through whether I need to have a conversation with them or whether I simply let it go and leave it to the Lord? And the goal is, I want to love them well, I want to love the Lord well, and I really want unity in this relationship. That's a different grid to think through of what's going to be helpful for bringing about reconciliation or restoration. And sometimes the answer is, you know what? It's okay. We don't need to talk about this. I forgive that person. They were having a bad day. I have bad days. It's okay. And other times it's, you know what? This is a thing. It's damaging the relationship, and I need to go have a conversation with them. And I'm doing that because I want reconciliation, because I want restoration, because I would want them to do that for me. I would want them to point out something in my life, if it was an area or pattern of sin, and to bring that up with me and help me in my walk with Jesus. But it's just a totally different grid, as opposed to thinking, well, what's best for me? Of saying, Lord, what do you want? What's best for this person? What's best for this relationship? And so, you know, that was really the main thrust of it. It's not a formula. Doesn't answer every, you know, question we have about how to have conflict. But man, it is a good starting place to know that, and we want to be motivated by love, desiring unity in the body because God cares about unity in his body. Just a relationship with Jesus, it transforms, completely changes the way we view and handle conflict. We become a more gracious people. Let me pray for us, and then I want to encourage you to take some time to pray as well. Father, thank you that you love us when we don't deserve it. Thank you that you forgive us, Father, purely because you're merciful, because of what Jesus has done for us. God, may that deeply shape our hearts and our view of others and how we handle conflict with our brothers and sisters in Christ and with everyone, Lord. A forgiving heart, a gracious heart. Father, make us more like you. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. And take time now to reflect and also to pray.